Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Ravu Shmuel the Amri Tavayu. Both Rav and Shmuel both say that Bein Shenoflu Lo Nechosim Achle Nesarsa. Whether she yashin her father or she received the present, she got karka before she had erisin, before she was got married. Bein Shenoflu Lo Nechosim Ish Nesarsa. Or even in the case where she first received this property after she had erisin, after she had kedushin. Venisais. And now Lamaisa they had Nesuyin. And now she goes and sells it. So Rav and Shmuel say that Habal Moitzim Yen Alakuchis. She know nothing doing. That once they have Nesuyin, now this property is like Meshubit to the husband. The husband has the right to use it to get the peris, the produce of the karka. Therefore she has no right to sell it. And if she sells it to somebody, the husband has the right to go to that person and get it back. That's what Rav and Shmuel says. Everybody agrees to this. That once she had Nesuyin, even though she received the property before Erisin, so what? But once they make Nesuyin, the husband has the right to use it. So Hurakaman, who is he going like? To like Rabbi Yehuda, for like Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, he's going like neither of them. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, according to Rabbi Gamliel, true, lechatchila she should not, but b'dieved, if she sells it, it's okay. And Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya says, even lechatchila, she's allowed to sell it. So who could Rav and Shmuel go like that? They say no, even by the Eved. If she sells it, nothing doing. Who do they go like? And the Gemara Inu the Amrik Rabbi Seinu. Rav and Shmuel hold like we learned by our Rabbi Seinu. The Tanya we learned like this. Rabbi Seinu Chozru Benimnu. The Rabbi Seinu means the later door, the later Bezdin. They retracted what was learned before, and they said like this. That Bein Shenoflu Lo Achler Tesaris. Whether she received this Yerusha from her father, or she received this present before she even had Erison, before she even got married. Or whether she received this present after the Kedushin. But for this case, now Lamaisa she has Nesuyin, is the Locha Habal Moitzimet Halakuchis. Nothing doing anymore. She doesn't have the right to sell it anymore. That once they make Nesuyin, now the husband, he has the right to keep it. He has this meshubat him to use it for the Paris. Therefore, she sells it now. Rav and Shmuel hold like this. Rabbi Seinu that the mechir is not chal, the maton is not chal. The husband has the right to go get it back. But now our Mishnah says that Misha Nisais. Let's say she first receives a property, the Yerusha, the present, after she had Nesuyin, is elu v'elu moedim. Everybody agrees in this case that nothing doing. If she first receives the property after the Nesuyin, that she can't sell it. Everybody, even Beis Shammai, agrees that the husband has the right to keep it. The Chura Leima Tanina L'Takona Susha. The Chura Tzarayit from our Mishnah to the Takona that was learned in Usha, the place of Usha. To Yomarab Yosim B'Mechanina. The Usha, in the place called Usha Eskino. The Chom over there made a new Takona that a Ishesha Mochra. The Nichsemilug, if a wife sells from her property that she yashin from her father, or somebody gave her a present, that the property that belongs to her, that's called Nichse Melug, that belongs to her, so if she sells it, B'chayi Bala, when her husband is still alive, she goes and sells it, and then Umesa, she dies, so Halacha is Habal Moitzim Yad HaLakuchis, that the husband has a right to go to those people that she sold it, and says, I have it, that when my wife dies, the Halacha is, when your wife dies, your husband yashins his wife, and he has a right to say now, that I'm a Lakech Rishon. So that was Usha's Takana. So Chur Tzarai from our Mishnah is talking about Luchuri after they have Nesuyin. So you see, once they have the Nesuyin, even if the wife sells it, the husband has the right to get it back. So Gemara says, no, our Mishnah is saying a big Chiddush, then Takana Susha. Masnitz, and now our Mishnah is talking about Bechayel. Our Mishnah is talking about Kol Zaman's husband is alive. In other words, they made Nesuyin. They made Nesuyin, and now she yashins her father. If she sells it, our Mishnah says, the husband has the right to take it away. All the Paris, so he can keep it because he wants to eat the Paris of it. Takonis Usha, you know what that's talking about? The Gufay Shakaka. There is talking about that his wife died. So now it's a question, does he yashin the Guf, the capital, the property itself? That's the Chiddush, that the husband has the right to take it away, Uliyachamisa. To get the Guf for the Karka, that's only after your wife dies. Because calls the man, the guy's wife is alive. Of God, the Guf for the Karka belongs to your wife. She yashin it from her father. Somebody gave it to her for a present. The goof, the capital of the property, belongs to her. When she's alive, it's only the husband has the right to eat the paris, the produce that comes out of the karka he could use. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Mashenke, Tachonis Usha is talking about the goof, the capital of the property itself, that after the person's wife dies, then he yashens it. So that's the corner over there, that even if she sold it, the Maisa, the husband has a right to get it back after she dies. Right, then the end of our Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Chilek ben Nechosim. Rav Shimon made a difference whether the Nechosim the husband knew about, then the sale doesn't take place. Whether it's property the husband did not know about, then the sale does take place. So the Mishnah more explains, Elohein Yiduin, what's called property that the husband knows about, the Elohein Shein Yiduin, what's called property the husband does not know about. Omer Rav Yosef ben Chanina, Yiduin means Mekakoi, that means property, Karka. It means everybody knows about land. That's something everybody knows about. That's called the husband knows about it, that she can't sell it. Shein yiduyin, what's not known, means metaltlim, utensils, things you can move around. That's not called you know about it. Since it's movable, that's something that she could sell. Rashi says, V'yamanas oysen chosem nisais. The husband knew she has this property, and he married her because of that. The figure, therefore, she sells it, its bottle. Mashenkin metaltlim, he doesn't mind so much. Therefore, she's allowed to sell it. For Rabbi Yechanan says no. For Rabbi Yechanan, Omar, Eilu, V'yelu, Yiduin, Hein. Both of them, whether it's utensils or whether it's karka, property, it's both called, if the husband knows about it, it's called, he knows about it. But V'yelu, Hein, Shen, Yiduin, what's called property that the husband does not know about, called Sheyashev Eskan, where they're living here in one city. V'noflu lo nechosim b'vdina sayom. And a father dies, or somebody gives a present on the other side of the sea, that's called the Chosim Shen Yiduyim. Like if you're here in L.A., and somebody gives you property, if it's in New York, in Eretz Yisrael, that's called En Yiduyim. Like he's not Sayyid Mechdas, he never saw it, it's too far away, he doesn't have his mind on it. So therefore the husband marries his wife, even if he'll never see that property. Therefore she sells it, it's okay. Mashenkin property that's around town, the husband is Sayyid Mechdas, he's marrying her because he knows she has it, therefore he's not allowed to sell it. Tanya Nam Yoch, we learn like this also. Eluhein Shen Yiduyin, what's called property the husband does not know about, called Sheyashev Eskan, they're living over here. V'noftun lo nechosim b'medina sayom, and somebody gives her a present, or Sheyashin's her father's nechosim on the other side of the ocean. That's called the husband doesn't know about it, even though he knows about it, but it doesn't mind, he doesn't think about that property so much. Therefore, the Nekdush, she didn't marry her because of that property, therefore she's allowed to sell it. Now, like Moshe Zemaisa, it used to happen the case of a lady that she became an Amona, her first husband died, and now she wants to remarry. In other words, she's an Amona, and she owns a lot of property. Now, she wants to remarry, but she's afraid that a new husband will take away all her property. So she wants to do something to protect that her property should always stay by her. So what she did was, Kasvinu Lebrata. She wrote up a shtar matana now saying, I'm giving all my property to my daughter. Now she had a daughter from the first marriage. So what she's doing now is she's giving her daughter a present, all the karka that she owns. So in Tzavo, she got married to a new husband, and right now she owns no property. What happened was, Vigrisha, and later she got a get. Goodbye with the second husband. After she got a get, now is the story that came with Rav Nachman. She came in front of Rav Nachman, and the Chura, the mother, complained to the daughter, saying, listen, that present, that shtar matana that I gave you, is worth nothing. I didn't really give it to you for present. I only gave it to you because of mine. I was married to this man. I didn't want him to take away my karka. But now that I got a get from him, I want back my property. The shtar matana I gave you was just time called the shtar havrocha. I just did it that the new husband can't get it, but I never really meant to give it to you. So the Maisa was, Karya Rav Nachman Ishtar, Enichanami, Rav Nachman took away the Shtar Matana from the daughter and ripped it up. So if they say she's right, the daughter does not have a right to keep this karka. The mother didn't really give it to her for present. So he ripped it up. Ozal Rav Onan Lekayim with the Marukfa. So Rav Onan now went in front of Marukfa. Omalei, and he said to him, Chazi ma Nachman chakloi, go see what Nachman did. Chakloi, Rashi says, means ain't a book of din. He doesn't know the halacha. Or Marukfa av bezdin hevi. Marukfa was the av bezdin. Like Vais Mashma Marukfa argued on Rav Nachman, and so like this, heichi makre shtar the inshi. How come he ripped up avakash on Rav Nachman? How come he took away his daughter's present and ripped up the shtar? What right do you have to rip up somebody's shtar? So this is what Rav Onan told Marukfa.
So Avukva said to him, Omalei, Emalei is the Gufa the Yuvda. Tell me exactly the whole story of what happened. Like, I don't believe you, Stam Rav Nachman took away your star and ripped it up. Tell me the whole story exactly what type of a star it was. So he told him over the whole story. Heiche Heve, Is a goof of the Yuvda Heiche Heve. Tell me exactly what happened. Omalei told him back, Hochiv Yachi Heve. This is exactly the story that happened. Omalei, Snam Rukva said, Stam Rav Rachas Kamrit. All you're telling me now is a Shtam of Rochus. So it's good what Rav Nachman did. That when the mother gave the present to the daughter, she didn't really mean to give her a present. She only did it to Mavrachas, to take away the property from her husband, but not really to give it away. Hochi Yom Rav Chanoi Bar Idi Omar Shmuel. Moira Haroani. I'm a Moira Haro. He's a Pesach. And in Yovo Shtam of Rochus Liyod Yakrenu. In a case where a Shtar like this comes in front of me, I can rip it up. Now, the daughter does not have a right to keep the karka, because the mother did not really give it to her. She only did it with a tanai just to save the property from her husband, but not to really give it away. Now, oh, Malay Rav Rav Nachman, Rav Zad Rav Nachman. Time, am I? What's the reason? To lay shavik in ishnavshe v'yev lachrini. I would agree to you in any other case. If the mother would have given the present to somebody else, I would agree. That the mother doesn't want to give away the property, she thinks about herself first. But I'll tell you, Hani, meaning when is that a good svar lachrini for somebody else? But lachura avul abrat to yoyev, but lachura to her own daughter, there I would say no, maybe she really meant to give it to her present. Her own daughter, she would give it to her. Rav Nachman says, no, afilu hochi, even so, but moke and brati, even though it's his daughter, nafshe adifalo. Still the mother thinks about herself first. And therefore it's true that the mother only gave it to the daughter to save the property from the new man. But when the new man gave her a get, Havada, the property goes back to the mother. Meisvei Avakasha. Haroitze Shetav Riech Nechseh Mibayla. Somebody wants that a husband should not be able to take away her property.
In other words, at the case before, where the Isha is going to get married now, and she knows she has property. She doesn't want the husband to be able to take it, so what's the Yetzer? So it says here, Koisevis Shtar Pasam Lacherim. She should go to somebody else, and like we plead with the person, please, I'm going to write you up a Shtar Matona that I want to give you all my property for present. But really, really, I'm not giving it to you. Like we had before, she tells him, I'm only giving it to my husband, she's not be able to take it away from me. So that's good. Divrei Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That's called the Shtar Mavrachas. That helps. V'chom marim nechom said, oh no, rotze metzachik bo, this person that receives the matona, mashm, it's a good Shtar matona, he gets the present, and he could laugh at her and say, I'm not going to give it back to you, but I'm going to keep it. And until l'shetichtav lo, she has to write in the Shtar Pasim like this, that mehayoyim, I'm giving you the present today, ulukesheretza, only if I agree that you should get it later on. In other words, it's up to me. If I decide you should keep it later, you can keep it. But if I decide I don't want to give it to you, it's like botulim afreya. That's what she has to write inside the shtar, mavracha shtar pasim. So the dik now, time with the cost of lehochi. The cost of lehochi. Why is the shtar mavracha good that the person can't keep the matono? Only because she wrote inside of this condition. That what? It's only if I want to. But if I don't want to give it to you, you can't keep it. Hold a costly hochi, she does not write this way. Keninu lakeich. Then it's mashma, any shtar mavracha, shtar pasim, the person that gets the present is allowed to keep it. Skurta kashma, what we learned before, Rav Nachman and Shmuel, that they both said no, and the shtar mavracha, so rip it up. Some Rav Zera says lakasha, that is no kasha. Ho bekulu ho bemiktos, it depends. If she gives away everything she owns in the present, then we say for sure there's an anan sadi, she does not mean to give it away. And that was Rav Nachman's halacha before and Shmuel's halacha before, that we rip up the shtar matana. The daughter or this other person doesn't have right to keep it. But hold the mikzosa, that the Braisa says here, that the Chum say the person has a right to keep the present, only if she speaks out clearly in the shtar or it's totally in her conditions, whether she wants to give it to you or not. That's where she's only giving you half of a property, or part of the property. Then we say she really means to give it to you for a present, unless she speaks out the other way. For the Gemara though, v'loy keninu lakeach. But if you tell him now, when she writes the shtar pasim like, she speaks out clearly, that if I don't want to give it to you, don't get it. So chur if lakeach is not kainer it, the chur the kasher is then nikninu baal. So how does she take away the property from the husband? Of course, it's a good kasher, and the husband has a right to say, listen, you don't want these lakech to be kainer, the person that you gave it to for present. If you don't want him to get it, so who are then you telling me it always belongs to you? So the husband says it always belongs to his wife. He wants to keep it then. So Rabbi says like this, true,
the mechir, the matana really is not chal. But the chomim made it or suhim ki nechosim shen yiduyim labav alibud Reb Shimon. It goes like Reb Shimon says in our Mishnah, that property that the husband did not know about, and we spoke about before, it means property that's far away, that the husband does not have das, he does not think he's going to get it. So in other words, he marries her in any way, in any condition, that's the way they made these nechosim also. Since at the time when the husband married her, as far as the husband was concerned, this property was given away for present to somebody else, so the husband did not know that really it belongs to her. Therefore, he did not marry her on the condition that she has this property. Therefore, in such a case, Achom left it that the husband has no right to get it, and if the wife wants to, she's allowed to sell it and do what she wants with the property. All right, we'll stop here.